All right, folks, welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Your boy Logan Cruz here, ready to dive into something super important today, self-compassion. Now, I know what you're thinking, Logan, isn't that a bit woo-woo? I'm all about discipline and strength. And trust me, those are crucial, but without a healthy dose of self-love, it's like trying to build a house on shaky ground. We're talking about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend who's going through a rough patch. Because let's be real, we all have those moments, right? We beat ourselves up over mistakes, get caught in negative thought spirals, and sometimes just plain feel inadequate. But here is the thing. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment, offering yourself support and encouragement, and ultimately becoming your own best cheerleader. So buckle up, because today we're going to explore 5 key takeaways on how to cultivate this powerful tool, self-compassion. Trust me, it'll change the game. Ever felt like you're constantly pushing yourself to the limit, striving for perfection, but never quite feeling good enough? I get it. The world tells us we need to be superhuman, always hustling and crushing goals. But that constant pressure can lead to burnout, anxiety, and ultimately, a whole lot of unhappiness. Number 1, recognize that you're human. Yes, you read that right. You're not a robot programmed for flawless performance. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes just plain struggle. Embracing your imperfections is the first step towards self-compassion. Think about it like this. Would you scold a friend for tripping over their own feet? Probably not, right? They probably get a laugh, a helping hand, and maybe even some words of encouragement. Treat yourself with the same kindness. Number 2, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You know that feeling when your mind starts racing, spiraling into negative territory? That's where mindfulness comes in. Take a moment, breathe deeply, and simply observe those thoughts without getting swept away by them. Like watching clouds drift by, fascinating, but ultimately impermanent. Number 3, cultivate self-kindness. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a dear friend who's struggling. Offer words of support, understanding, and encouragement. Instead of berating yourself for a mistake, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, we are all works in progress, and that's perfectly okay. Number 4, remember that you're not alone. Ever feel like you're the only one struggling with something? Trust me, you're not. Everyone goes through tough times, has moments of doubt, and faces challenges. Connecting with others, sharing your experiences, and knowing that you're part of a bigger community can be incredibly healing. And finally, number 5, celebrate your successes, big and small. We tend to focus on what we haven't accomplished yet, but it's crucial to acknowledge and appreciate the wins along the way. Take pride in your efforts, recognize your strengths, and give yourself credit for all that you've overcome. Let me tell you a quick story. A while back, I was working on this huge project deadline, stressful, the whole 9 yards. I hit a snag. Felt like everything was falling apart, and started beating myself up for not being good enough. Sound familiar? But then I took a step back, practiced some mindfulness, reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes, and treated myself with a little kindness. And guess what? Things eventually fell into place. It wasn't about avoiding the challenges, it was about facing them with grace and self-compassion. That's the power of this practice. So, how are you going to implement these takeaways today? Start by acknowledging one thing you're proud of yourself for, no matter how small. Then, challenge yourself to speak kindly to yourself throughout the day. Remember, you deserve it. Now go out there and be your own best friend. And as always, keep those stoic principles strong. We'll catch you in the next episode with another dose of wisdom and inspiration.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.